where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
What if your next employee never sleeps, never calls in sick, speaks 15 languages, can answer your customers at 2 a.m.? While many businesses are still debating whether AI is worth the investment, Dima Ngoyuk has already replaced major parts of his own operations, including bookkeeping, with AI, and now runs multiple businesses using systems he has built himself. Is this the future of entrepreneurship, or are humans about to automate themselves out of a job? So tell us a little bit about your perspective on AI and jobs in the workplace.
What I see now in practice, for example, business owners, they're doing the same. So they try to manage, for example, by themselves, 10 p.m. calls, or they're looking for their emails at 11 p.m. instead of, I don't know, playing with their kid sometimes on Sunday or Saturday. So what AI can do? We started that probably AI will change everyone. So I work with AI for like now a few years, and I want to say you know. So AI won't change you. What AI really do, it can take the work or like take the tasks people don't want to do. For example, manage some kind of routine. Or again, let's imagine you're at home sleeping, for example, at bed, and you receive some clients like calling you. Let's say, I don't know, he's like in the other side of Earth. Yeah, and he's calling you. It's your like 3 a.m. You miss this call. So what he will do? He will call your competitor. Basically, you lost your deal. What I'm building. So I created, let's say, a call center. How my workflow will look like. So AI call center, let's say it's one AI agent. He's answering call 24/7. So when I started, my AI call center, let's say, was version 1. Now I have version 47. So again, I have AI that managed AI call center, and he analyzed each calls, and they improve each other. So let's proceed. We received a call, for example, at 3 a.m. What's next? This client, for example, asked for some kind of stock or he won an invoice. So again, I have another AI agent who can, for example, create an invoice and send it by mail to the client. Client is paying your invoice. Next AI agent, he's managing if really we received, for example, I don't know, Stripe, PayPal, Zelle, wherever he want to pay. Then warehouse, then shipping. The only one thing I cannot manage, I cannot like manage with AI, that someone in my warehouse need to move boxes.
Right. Yeah.
So how do you feel this impacts employment in general then? Obviously, if you have AI agents who are able to take care of these jobs that people used to do, that's going to be a change in the job market, right? So do you see this as a positive thing, or do you see that as something that's concerning?
So let's start, for example, that each business has its own leaks. Yeah, so it's money leaks, it's, for example, invoices leaks, it's some customer support leaks.
So by leaks, you mean like
they're missing something.
Gaps.
So what AI can do, for example, it can tell you as an accountant, for example, guys, you're wasting money here. Or, for example, if you're head of marketing, he will analyze your marketing, like, I don't know, Meta Cabinet or Google Cabinet or Instagram spends. And he will say, for example, okay, Dima, I think we need to decrease Amazon budget because, like, we're wasting money. Or we need to, for example, add some keywords here. Or we need to increase impact here. So it's not changing me. It helped me to be more stronger. And it showed me, like, with help of AI, where can I make my business more stronger and how can I beat my competitors? So again, answering your questions, if he will change someone. In general, after, for example, I work with some companies, yeah, it's true that they fire people. But What all business owners wanna, let's be fair, probably they wanna sit somewhere on Maldives or someone on an island, do you know, on this like white sandy beach. Yeah. And they wanna, for example, look in their smartphone. They will have, for example, some orchestra of AI agents, let's say 15, 20 agents. And he will just look in his smartphone. Okay, today I earn, for example, this sum of money. Okay, I see green P&L. Yeah, everything is good, but it's not true. I don't see that we will see it like in the nearest future. Yeah.
I was actually thinking of Hawaii, but not necessarily the Maldives, but I'll take the Maldives too.
Right? Yeah.
You know, when we talk about the future of work, AI becomes more and more capable of every year, right? I mean, somebody once said, this is the worst that AI will ever be. So the technology is evolving,
mm-hmm.
whether you think it's going to be better or worse. And so it would seem that, you know, the opportunities for human involvement is going to shrink over the years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we never really know what the endpoint of the AI development is, but what are your thoughts on that?
I can give you a perfect example that, for example, I create my own AI clone. So I gave him everything. Like, he know all my emails, and I even have some kind of notes from when I was 15. Now I'm 36. So can you imagine, like, 21 year of my life in my notes?
Mm. Like my clutter, you know, going back to 18
and
months.
I was not afraid of this, yeah. And so all my text messages with my family, with my partners, with everyone. And in the end, I have my own clone who know how I speak, my manner, my words, everything. So basically, it's really my, like, digital clone. Can you imagine, for example, if you will have your clone, yeah? And our clone can figure, like, in few seconds if I fit to your interview, if I'm good, right? It's like, so you don't need to call me. Our AI will, like, connect each other and like
our clones will talk,
yeah,
and we'll do a show.
Yeah,
okay,
my clone know everything about me, and your clone know, like, what guests do you need. Like,
so who was emailing me when we were not emailing back and forth?
Good point.
Was it your clone?
It was the best question. Yeah.
Was that your clone?
we work 50-50.
Because I know your clone didn't want to come into the iHeart studios
course,
in New York,
of
but I might have thought you would.
But probably your listeners will ask, hey, is Dima really in your studio?
He's here in the flesh.
Yeah.
We have pictures. Of course, those can be fake too. But,
well, as a business owner, I love AI because it answers questions for me quickly, where before I would have to hire a consultant or something, and they would spend, you know, a couple months on a project, and now I get an analysis pretty quickly, right?
Well, Dima, I do want to talk to you about AI agents. There's a couple things about them. One, you do have to check their work, right?
Yeah, of course.
So you do need a human involved somewhere.
Yeah.
But you're doing that all yourself?
Yep. So again, when I came and I started, I have my one business. Yeah, it was, let's say, Amazon. And when I put it 100% on AI, I opened next one. Mm-hmm. And when I have four business, I start to do, for example, my LinkedIn. I created a website. And it was really, like, I don't know how to say it, funny or not funny. And when I understand that I have, like, some kind of experience I want to share with people, because AI really helped me. So I was, like, on a bottom. And with AI, I am now here in your studio trying to teach people that you can start also doing this. So basically, again, I start to do some kind of consulting. And I was really shocked when people, like, ask me, hey, Dima, I see your LinkedIn post. So you have AI call center, or you have, like, marketing team department totally controlled by your AI. And it's really, I see results. It save your money. It make you more sales. It give you more leads. I want the same. So I say, okay, I can try to help you to put AI in your business. And with the word of mouth and with some kind of like marketing, let's say, people start to write me, and it's how it grow now for some kind of AI consulting company. And I'm really glad that I can now teach people that you can start wherever you're thinking, like, it's too late, you know, that this train already gone. No, guys, I think with statistics, just 1% of people on Earth using ChatGPT.
Oh my gosh.
1%. So if you're using ChatGPT, like, you're in 1% of top AI users.
Well, I'm finally in the 1% of something.
Yeah. So how do people find you? And I want you to spell your last name, because your website is your last name, right?
Yeah. So I did it, like, you know, I did it like some kind of my portfolio. And when, again, I understand that people want my, for example, some of my thing that I do, I rebuild it. So it's Negodyuk, like N like Nancy, EGOD like David, IUK, Negodyuk.ai.
Dima Negodyuk. You can go to his website and learn more about him.
I did want to finish that one thought I had about the AI agents.
Sure.
They're not free. You have to pay for them somehow. So I'm like, right now I'm working with Perplexity, but you and I are going to talk because I'm trying to develop one in Perplexity. But you have to have the software, the underlying software. And if you're using the LLMs to do an agent like Claude or somebody, you still have to pay for tokens or credits or whatever. So how much do you have to pay for those compared to a person? And how do you minimize that cost?
Let's say that you can start with $20 subscription for yourself. And how I started, so again, I will repeat, I am an entrepreneur. I'm not the IT guy, and I don't know how to write a code. And when I open AI for myself, and it's my story, I have a Claude $20 subscription. And I ask him, hey, I want to create an AI agent. What should I do? And he gave me instruction. Mm-hmm. I started AI, and I'm not shy about it. I open YouTube, and I put like Claude for dummers. Really? And step by step, I try to create something for myself. I don't know what terminal mean. Do you know this like black window like on your MacBook? I don't know how it look like. And for example, when I on this video, I saw something that is different on my Mac, I make screenshot and I also put it in ChatGPT for $20 subscription. And I ask, hey, Chat, why in YouTube he has some kind of different window that I do? He say, because you need to press this button and you need to press this button. Okay, now we have the same, let's say, screen. And okay, next one, you can ask, for example, okay, let's create some AI agent. What AI agent do you want to create now in studio? What he should do?
We're going to have to finish that thought when we come back. We're going to have to take a break now. But when we come back, we will talk about my AI agent.
Okay.
You're listening to Passage to Profit. We'll be back right after this.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-261-2176. 800-261-2176. That's 800-261-2176.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-652-1470. 800-652-1470. 800-652-1470. That's 800-652-1470.
Passage to Profit continues with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
We have Dima Ngojuk here with us today. He's an AI expert. He's laughing because we have been really struggling with your last name. Ukrainian is not even on my radar screen as a language that I speak, so please forgive us all.
We do podcasting, and we have, in this podcast, we have the Real AI Use Cases podcast that we pull out separately. And when I put that on the podcast distribution software, I optimize everything for AI search, right? So for answer engine optimization. So I put everything through one of the LLMs, usually ChatGPT, and I say, optimize the description, give me the keywords, like all this stuff. And then I put it all on Castos myself, and then I have ChatGPT do an image I put on there. So I would like to automate that entire process, right? I do that every time. And I do have to go through and redo some of the stuff it does. So I still have to double check it. But if it could just put everything on Castos, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. So basically, again, for example, for such kind of complicated task, when you don't know what do you want to, for example, automate. I have, for example, skill. So what does it mean, skill? It's some kind of team or some kind of agent that you call skill. For example, I have skill. I called it board of directors. So I created skill when I create 10 virtual people. For example, one is CEO of big company. Second one, let's say, is like mailman. Yeah, and there was totally different, let's say, characters, mentality. And when I'm, for example, when I'm stuck, I call my board of directors. And everyone is telling his own, for example, decision where we should move, what we should do. Then, for example, I call my Claude. So you're doing everything you told me on Perplexity. I prefer Claude, someone using ChatGPT. It doesn't matter. It's all like LLM, and you can do wherever you want or which interface you use. Then, for example, we have some kind of decision from board of directors. And I ask my Claude, hey, what do you think about it? He said, okay, really great, great advices. For example, we can do like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I decide you to start with 1. Let's create something. What do you think? How we create it? Okay, let's think. I can do this, 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 but I need from you to do this. Okay, what's next? We're doing next this one. So if you don't know what to do, just start to speak with him like with a humankind, like with your advisor, and you will be super impressed how he will help you.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like it's main advice I can give to you. Just don't be afraid. Just don't be like, speak with him like with a normal people. You're right that we're now on the age when all AI, like ChatGPT, wherever you want, it's much more clever than all of us.
We have Dima Nagodyuk here with us today. He's an AI expert coming from Ukraine in 2022. I mean, it's had to be a very difficult place to live. And I guess I understand why you would want to leave the country, given all of the difficulties. Tell us a little bit about the situation there, your perspective, and what it was like to live, you know, through a good part of the war.
I left Ukraine in March 2022. So basically, I lived there for 1 month. And it's horrible. I mean, for example, I lived in Kyiv. And I tried to drive with my family to the west part of Ukraine. And can you imagine, for example, that in normal times, this road can take you like, let's say, 6 hours. Mm-hmm. And for us, it took 24 hours. Uh-huh. Because you're driving, the roads are full of tanks, like military guys. You don't know if this military guy, for example, is your guy or it's Russian guy. So I need to go to one-way road, just driving like a crazy and... because you're just scared. It's you never expect that you will leave country because of war. Yeah, we had, for example, COVID. We had, like, Soviet Union collapsed. But, again, war. And even my friends, even who is, like, in government, everyone was thinking, like, oh, for example, Russia have some, let's say, army on the border. But everyone was thinking that it will be, like, on the east part. No one will think it will go to Kyiv. It will go so deep. And again, yeah, of course, it's super complicated to and hard to lost everything, especially when you have like your business, you have your family, you have your parents. My parents is still there, and my wife's parents are still there, but they get used to it. It's so scary to hear from them, like missiles are like all these explosions. And I told them, hey, maybe you wanna, for example, leave, you wanna go some other country, and they say, oh, no, we get used to it. I mean, like, wow. Do you know if we die, we will die. And it's so like it's hard. It's really hard to hear it.
Wow. It is. What was your business there before you left?
So I for 15 years, I had a distribution company. So basically, I had my own trademark and I import a lot of stuff from China. I put it in my own box and I sell it to retail. So let's say to local Walmart, to local Amazon. And I was really big. Mm-hmm. And again, like it was normal classic business when you have your team, when you have your departments, when you have your CEO of your business. And It's why basically what I want to say to your listeners, if you're an entrepreneur, it will help you much more because you know everything from inside. You know your pain. Mm-hmm. If you know your pain and you open for yourself, let's say again, ChatGPT for $20, he can really help you to close these pains, to close these leaks, to close these gaps. So you can beat competitors really fast if you will start acting now.
Are there any restrictions on people leaving Ukraine right now? Is it easy to leave the country, or do you have to get government approval to do that?
Yeah, so for now, I think maybe like a few months after I left, they closed border for men. And now if you're a man from 18 to 60 year old, you cannot leave country.
Well, so did you sell your business or did you just leave?
For example, my wife, she had like a restaurant business and mm-hmm. it was destroyed by missile.
Oh.
And what about me? Of course, like my team, for example, everyone has family, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when everyone started to hear explosions, they took their kids, they took their wives, and they just like, hey, we're leaving. And of course, if you don't have people to work, I just told, hey, who wanna buy my stock? Wherever money you will give me, I will take it. Of course, like we are not speaking about lease or rent or some kind of like process you can be fined for. It's like, yeah, so give me some money and take it. Like, okay, $100, I will take it. Because otherwise, why I need it?
Yeah. So how did you choose New York to live in?
I don't know why. New York was also like before all this, like before war started and before I moved with my family, we've been here for two times, and it's the city that you love. You love the people, and I think also the reason why I came here because I understand that hey, my kid is 2 year old, yeah, and he will grow up here, and it's a city that love everyone. So you can be, I don't know. It's like the first point, as for me, that you can start your life in USA. You will be your guy, like, here.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good choice, and we certainly, you know, admire your courage in coming to a new country, learning a new language, starting a new business,
yeah,
and making
course.
A success out of it. So all things to be proud of. So
yeah.
Dima Ngojuk here with us today. He's an AI expert. How can people get in touch with you again?
I have LinkedIn. It's Dima Ngojuk. I have my own website, or you can write me an email. And really, if someone will need some advice, I'm really open. I can even like give you some advice for free because I understand how hard is it for now to start and how you can be afraid of something new. But again, it's really hard, guys, but you can start.
Okay.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.